Gray is accused of channeling $28 million of pension money to his own hedge fund without disclosing his ownership stake to pension board members. Separately, Gray is also under fire for failing to disclose personal debt involving tax liens on his house and a lawsuit settlement accusing him of fraud. In a written statement to WABE, Yolanda Foreman, the CEO of Larry Gray's firm, said he's resigning from the pension fund after 17 years because, quote, recent negative media attention has become a distraction for both parties. She said Gray would help the board transition to a new financial advisor. Gregory Nash was one of the first board members to raise concerns about Gray and said he won't feel vindicated until the board's 10-year, $28 million commitment to Gray's hedge fund is revoked.
My reaction is good, and now what about the $28 million? That's what this is all about. He did not disclose to get the contract.
Board member Angela Green filed the original complaint with the Securities and Exchange Commission in January. Green maintains her concerns were dismissed and criticized by fellow board members, including Atlanta's chief financial officer, Jim Beard, and one of Mayor Kasim Reed's appointees on the board, Human Resources Commissioner Yvonne Kauser-Yancey. At a special called board meeting last Thursday, Beard and Yancey said recent revelations have raised questions about Gray's dual role as financial advisor and fund recipient. Beard added that based on a decision from Mayor Reed, the pension board would no longer allow financial advisors to pitch their own investment funds.
In reviewing documents about the market, I found in my review that there are several instances in which consultants also have product. That being said, the mayor of the city of Atlanta has said we want to have a higher standard, and that standard would be to separate those two functions.
Despite Gray's resignation and the recent policy shift on conflicts of interest, Angela Green is still searching for answers.
I want the SEC and whoever else is investigating to see why he didn't want to tell me who the company belonged to. Why? You know, why didn't he want to reveal that?
According to board members, Gray's resignation letter pertains only to his role as the board's financial advisor, which came with about $160,000 annual pay. The letter apparently does not affect his role as manager of the $28 million contract approved by the board in November. The deal could mean millions for Gray's firm if the investment performs well. Whether that contract legally can be revoked remains unclear. Board Chairman Alfred Berry says the board will likely discuss at a Wednesday meeting.
We still have an obligation to them to possibly invest $28 million, and so for that reason, for me, that cloud still hangs over our heads.
It's also unclear whether Gray will continue serving as financial advisor to the city's police and fire pension funds. Those boards have committed more than $35 million to Gray-owned investment vehicles. Last week, Mayor Kasim Reed called on all city pension boards to take action to address conflicts of interest, perceived or otherwise. In a written statement, Reed welcomed Gray's resignation and called on the city's police and fire pension funds to take steps, quote, that produce the same result. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.